Welcome, everybody, to the Veeam Community Podcast, episode number 114. I'm your host, Clint Wyckoff, and in this episode, we have a super, super special guest with us, Rasmus Haslund. Rasmus, why don't you take a few minutes and tell the audience about yourself?
Thank you so much, Cliff, and I really appreciate you having me on. I work currently as a system engineer for Arrow in Denmark, and basically what I do on a daily basis is pre-sales with partners. I do some consulting work, and I do teaching of VMware courseware and Veeam courseware.
Oh, so Veeam courseware, that's the Veeam Certified Engineer Program, the VMCE, correct?
Correct, that's the one.
And you're also, you're also a part of the inaugural Veeam Vanguard program. And for the listeners that have been following the program for the Veeam Community Podcast for the last few recordings, we've been featuring, you know, individual Vanguards that we've chosen. And for those of you that aren't familiar with what the Vanguard program is, it really focuses on the IT pro community, you know, individuals that are out representing the Veeam brand on a daily basis and really being forethought leaders. And Rasmus is one of the inaugural members. And, you know, as he mentioned, he's also an instructor for the VMCE. So Rasmus, just curious, how did you get involved with the training aspects? What interested you?
So when Veeam started building up the training program, I had just a few months prior to that started working with Arrow, and I had just started work on teaching the VMware classes. And at the time, we were two instructors, and Veeam had approached the other instructor we had. He had been there for a long time and sort of said, "Hey, is this something you're interested in teaching?" And he said yes. And then when I came in, the job I came from before, I already had a lot of experience working with Veeam, and he didn't actually have any hands-on experience with it. So he sort of said, "Is this something maybe I can pass on to you? It seems to make more sense." And that sort of kicked it off. And this was for the version 7 part of the training, which was the first version.
Right. So looking at here, you're obviously well engaged in the community, right? You're an instructor, you do the VMCE thing, the VMware classes. What are those, VCP classes?
When somebody says VMware, I mean, it's like, I think a lot of people obviously think about the hypervisor, but the whole product portfolio is crazy big now. So I've focused on the vSphere aspect because everything is sort of building on top of that, I guess. And then we've had a split. So the other instructor we have, he's been focusing on end-user computing. And for myself, I've been looking into vCloud Director, a little bit into operations. So the class-wise, it's sort of VCP level. But it's also been some of the more advanced classes that you might take if you wanted to do the vCAP DCA or vCAP DCT, which is getting renamed to the VCIX now, the implementation expert tracks.
Right. So kind of, you know, you have a pretty broad background there, right? You know, before you got into kind of instructing with Arrow and things like that, what's your background?
Yeah, so I would say the sort of first job I had in working full time doing system administration and so on was at an end customer, and I think this was sort of just before version 5 of Veeam was being released, and I did that a little bit more than 4 years. We had VMware, Veeam storage systems and so on, and after this I got the opportunity to work for a partner as a consultant. And all of my time was devoted basically to going to customers, doing designs and implementations with Hyper-V, VMware, storage systems, and Veeam. And that was basically it. Anything else would go to somebody else in-house. So that was a very focused effort, and I quite enjoyed that, coming from the IT admin role where you can't just focus on four things. I mean, there's like 100 applications, and you can't really be really deep in anything. You still have to know a generalist amount of information on everything, because we were only like two IT guys, so if something went wrong, one of us would have to fix it. It didn't really matter if it took a long time, but we would have to do it because the company didn't want to spend any kind of money on getting consultants in.
Right. That was that's one of the things I still struggle with today, is being able to stay up on all the deep areas of technology, right? Whether that be within virtualization or networking or storage, a lot of the OpenStack things and the containers. It's an ever-changing ecosystem, and being able to stay up on everything that's going on and changing literally on a daily basis, it's a very, very large challenge in balancing not only, you know, the day-to-day aspects of your job, but then also being able to stay up on the technology and balancing the work-life balance too. You know, it's something that folks personally that I struggle with, and it's my job. I can only imagine how difficult it might be for, you know, our IT pros out there, right?
Oh, yeah, I can really follow that. I think as an instructor, I'm a little bit lucky that I've had certain weeks where I would have to say, well, you want me to teach this class? I haven't taught it before, so there's like VMware has something called training plans, and you have to follow that, and then there's certain check boxes that get checked. Like it might be you have to actually attend the class in person before you can teach it, or it might be you have to pass a certain exam or watch an online trainer or something. But either way, that takes time, and so I have to tell my boss, well, you want me to teach this, then this week is just gone for me preparing on doing that, simply just because 1 week class could be upwards of 900 PowerPoint slides, and I want to make sure I've seen them all at least once to have some sort of idea what's going to be on here.
Right.
And if it's some sort of product I've never worked with before, then I need to spend even more time because I want to get some hands on and things like that.
Right. But I mean, being an instructor, you not only do you need to be able to to communicate well, but you have to know what you're talking about. That's kind of the value add of folks going to the training centers, right?
yeah. So, I mean, obviously it's not that you couldn't teach a class and you've never actually used the product. It's just, it wouldn't really benefit the people attending the class that much.
No, it wouldn't.
Then I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that myself. But I mean, in the previous job as a consultant at a partner or as an end user, I thought it was difficult. I mean, I spend a lot of the self-study time on my own time. That also means time away from family. And
yep.
I think that's something that becomes even more difficult. I mean, I have a daughter now. And before, when it was just us, my wife and I mean, she would have her in some interest. And she wouldn't really be able to differentiate if I was working or I was doing some studies for her. It was just all work, but it was sort of fine. But
yep, my home. The chief executive officer of my home is my wife too, and she oftentimes, you know, I'll get the dirty look to put the phone away or put the computer away, or, you know, are you done yet or really? But you know how it goes. But no. Yes. So other things that you're involved with, Rasmus. Obviously, you're a Veeam Vanguard. You're a VMware V expert, right? You're a Pernix Pro. Looking here, it looks like you also are a Dell Tech Center rock star, right? And you've been to Dell World and you've been to all these events and things, right? You also blog. Tell us about your blog.
Oh, yeah. So my blog is called perfectcloud.org. And actually, it was interesting because when I was working as a consultant in the beginning, one of the very first things they wanted me to do was to attend the official VMware training, because they needed a certain amount of people who were VMware certified professionals. And when I attended this class, the guy who was teaching the class, who later on ended up being my colleague when I changed to the job I have now, we sort of hit it off a little bit, and he shared the blog that he had at the time, and I thought, that's really interesting. And I saw some of the posts he was doing, and I was thinking, well, this is quite advanced, but I mean, I'm also seeing some problems now and then. So it might be a good idea to have some place that you can sort of just brain dump a little bit. And I talked to him a little bit and asked, how did you set it up and so on. And he showed me the ropes, and it was quite easy to get it going. So I thought, okay, I'll just try and post a little bit. And from the beginning, it was just, I think, almost exclusively me myself who was opening it up. But I think at some point in time, Google went by and indexed some of it, and a lot of the posts I had was just, I went to some customer, there was some sort of problem, copy-pasted error messages into the blog post and tried to figure out what the problem was if I couldn't find it somewhere else. And visitors sort of just started coming. Most of them are still just people coming in from search engines, but I can see there's a certain amount of volumes of people actually entering in the URL and reading stuff.
Right. No, I mean, my personal opinion, I think blogging is a great way for folks to get engaged and involved in the IT pro community. Just like you said, Ras, take what you're doing on a daily basis. You know, if I sent an email to somebody with instructions or steps in how to fix a problem, you know, I do this, do Y, do Z, this is how you get your resolution. Those are great ways to get engaged in working within the IT pro community and getting your name out there so that you get recognized, so that you have the opportunity to become a VXpert or a Microsoft MVP or, you know, a Pernix Pro or a Veeam Vanguard, for instance, is another great kind of professional value program that we have here at Veeam. What else do you have going on, Ras? There's a lot of things, right? You're a trainer, you're certified, you're super busy, you're traveling around to all these events and things. You know, is there anything else that you have going on?
Oh, well, you know, I do love attending those events because I think, like, the best part of being in the IT community is basically the community itself, and being able to attend the events. I typically tend to spend a huge amount of my time just simply networking with other people, which is also why I was fortunate enough to learn at a certain point in time that, for example, the VMware user group existed. Mm-hmm. And that sort of took me by storm. I attended a few of the meetings and I was like really overwhelmed by these people who seemed to be doing almost the same things as I was doing, but they just seemed to know so much more. And the more I came to these meetings, I realized, well, it seems like everybody knows approximately the same, but because everybody's sharing, the common amount of knowledge is just rising and rising inside this group of people. So I kept coming and I tried to contribute whenever I could. And after some time, I was really fortunate and I was offered to come on the leader team from the VMware user group in Denmark. And I've really enjoyed being able to help arrange those meetings. Here a few weeks ago, we had the VMware user conference in Copenhagen, some 450 on-site attendees. That was a really good event.
That's great. 450 folks came out. You know, so what was your, other than the community, right? Who was the main keynote draw there? Do you recall?
There's a lot of awesome speakers. I think basically there was a few expected ones, and then one of the ones that I didn't really anticipate myself, but that I was to learn was a big draw. So we had some of the super cool V rock stars like Duncan Epping and
right.
William Lamb and Porty O'Ryan and so many awesome names and. It was no surprise that these people pulled in big crowd numbers for their sessions as well. One of the super cool things that we were able to pull off as well, one of the other leaders, Liselotte Fogelskov, who's also Veeam Vanguard, sort of came up with the idea, let's try and see if we can get the first Danish astronaut to come do the closing keynote. And we were like, yeah, he's probably not going to do that, but it would be really cool if we could get him to do it. And in the end, I still don't understand how that happened, but somehow she managed to convince him to come and do that.
So you had the first Danish astronaut come speak at the VMware User Group conference in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Yes, correct.
That's pretty cool. Just curious, like you said it's a she, correct?
No, he's a he.
What did he talk about?
So he talked about the mission to the International Space Station. He talked about some of the experiments that he had to do while he was there. It was like a one-hour session, but it felt like 10 minutes because time just fly through. It was just super, super interesting.
That's cool. I mean, you talk about getting away from your comfort zone, right? If you think about, the core of a human being, we tend to gravitate what we're most comfortable to, right? You stay close to that dot. But whenever you really start to branch out and get away from the outside of your comfort zone, that's when really a lot of magical things, and you don't realize what you're capable of achieving. I couldn't imagine how challenging it would be for A to be an astronaut and go into space, but face all the challenges that you're not necessarily prepared for to go and achieve your mission, right? And I think we can take a lot of that stuff that, like your colleague there at the VMUG presented about, and really adapt that into everybody's IT pro day-to-day jobs, and how they can really think outside the box and try to take their career to the next step or to the next level, and do things that they might not necessarily be comfortable with, but that's okay, because that's really where special things start to happen.
I completely agree, and I think it's a really interesting point that you raise here, because every now and then I talk to somebody, and then that might be somebody who came to my class, or just somebody at somebody who talked to one of their partners, and the partners asked me to give the customer a call, and quite often a lot of people seem to really want to be able to do everything themselves, but every now and then you come upon someone who says, well, I sort of realized that to fix this problem, I might have to firmware upgrade my storage array, or something like that. And that's definitely outside of their comfort zone, like you
Right.
said. And it's not like they don't know how to do it. It's probably well documented in the manual, or maybe it's even just some easy steps, but they would rather pay somebody to come and click the buttons for them and then leave again. Just because if something went wrong, then they could say, well, that guy pushed the button, so it must be his fault that it went wrong. Even though, no matter who did it, the end result would be exactly the same. And I think that's something as an IT guy that you sort of have to step up sometimes and say, well, this is a little bit scary to do this. And maybe I've never tried to do this before, but when you get into this business, there's a lot of things you never tried to do before. And it's like, if you never try to go on the roller coaster, then how will you ever get to try it if you won't do something for the first
Right.
time?
And you even made mention back in the early days of your career how you went from being an IT guy to making the jump to kind of the reseller side of the thing, where you became a consultant, which then in turn got you interested in becoming an instructor. And that's how your career has evolved. Same thing for myself. I started out as an IT pro. Originally, I was a help desk guy originally, back years and years. And then I went to a guy who was in the data center racking and stacking servers. And you eventually evolve. And then I met a couple of folks early on at Veeam, and I joined Veeam. And that's how the career and things evolve, by getting outside of your comfort zone. Otherwise, you would just be stuck doing the same thing every day. And that would get, in my opinion, that would get old. And if you're not having fun with your job and with work, it's too much like work. That's the way that I look at it.
Oh yeah, I would have to completely agree. I think that's an excellent point, and I think some people sort of might be thinking, oh, well, these opportunities never come knocking at my door. But I think, I think for everyone, the opportunities do come knocking. It's just sometimes you don't realize that you had the opportunity to do something.
Right.
In other instances, it might be that, well, sometimes if you want something to happen, you have to make it happen on your own. And the first step for making that happen could be to simply just go to some event, some user group meeting, or try and get funding to go to one of the larger conferences, and just sit there and go through sessions and learn new informations and do hands-on labs and things like that.
Right.
And then you start learning, and then you come back, and at least for me, I feel like truly energized after the conferences. I mean, during the conferences, it's like, oh, this is tough, because there's so much stuff happening all the time. Every now and then throughout the days, I sort of feel like I have to retract a little bit and get a little bit of quiet time for myself, and then I'm ready to go out again. Because it's just, if you want to, you can do something 24/7. There's like a constant buzz during these events.
Absolutely, yeah, there is for sure. But like you said, you take in all this stuff at the conferences, you come back, you learn how to implement it, and that's how you really make things happen. One of the last things that I think I wanted to chat with you about, I understand that you have an announcement that you wanted to make for us too, Rasmus.
Yeah, that's true. So even though I've been really happy doing what I've been doing so far at Arrow, I've recently been offered the opportunity to start working for you guys on the Green Dream Team at
The
Veeam.
dream team, yeah, and I think we're welcome. It's a welcome addition. There's been a lot of internal chat about you for a long time, Rasmus, and I think it's great that you're going to be joining us. Would tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
Yes, so it's a new role in the education team, which I've been doing a really fantastic job. I mean, I have been preaching the materials for a few years now, so I know it fairly well. Basically, the role will be as the technical person in this team. They have a lot of fantastic people who really know how to design materials and make sure everything is by the book, but I think sometimes having the technical perspective and having been able to work with not just Veeam itself, but also a lot of the products in around it, such as Hyper-V and vSphere and so on. Sometimes you might be able to give the perspective and say, well, this doesn't really make any sense to write it in this way. So I'll be doing a lot of work with this team on getting the version 9 material, which is almost finished, in my opinion. There was the beta class during VeeamON, which was already super cool. But I think when GA comes out, hopefully soon, I guess, there will still be some updating to be done just to make sure everything is according to the final products. And there's also, I'm not sure how many people are aware of this, but it is official. But there's an advanced class coming out as well. Should be 2 days. Could be both end users and partners, but I think a lot of partners will find it really interesting, and it'll sort of be focused on really big environments,
Sure, like
whereas
the
the
large, massive enterprise environments where it might be a little bit more challenging. There's different things within the variables within the infrastructure that you need to take into consideration to appropriately design, implement, and deploy, Veeam so that it'll work within the best performance, right?
Exactly. And I think working on that, we've sort of been really lucky that a lot of the solution architects, like Preben Berg and Andreas Neufert, Tom Seiler, Pascal DiMarco, I think there's a few more guys working on it, but they all published the best practices guides. I think it's publicly available as a PDF now,
It is.
and I
There's
think
actually a
the
free ebook. And what we'll do in the notes of the podcast is not only will include links to Rasmus's blog and the information about the VMCE program, but we'll also include the link to the best practices guide that Rasmus was just referencing there.
I mean, I'm still sort of working my way through it because it's a massive piece of work. I think it's something like 200 pages, and every piece of pages is like gold nuggets, in my opinion. But I think a lot of the advanced stuff will be based on at least some of the contents in this guide as well. Just because that's like the main focus is big environments. Another thing is, hopefully I'll be able to do a lot of external work as well with the training centers, when they have new trainers coming on to do trainers with them and help them prepare, so that we can make sure that the end users and partners attending the classes will get the best possible experience.
Awesome. So it's going to be all around training, and the VMCE program, which is for end users, IT pros, as well as our channel partner resellers too.
It's going to be crazy. I'm a little bit curious to see how much travel will actually be included, but yeah, probably lots. They made sure to tell me quite a few times it's a global role, so probably I won't be stuck home in the Bat Cave.
In the Bat Cave in Denmark. No, you need to get out there and network with people. That's where the magic happens. So just curious, I don't know if you know off the top of your head, how many folks are there worldwide that are VMCE certified now before we kind of close things up for the day?
Ooh, I think I saw Mr. Rick Vanover publish a number on Twitter some time ago. Let me think. I think it was something like 1500, 1600 that he
Yeah, I
wrote.
thought it was around there too. I just couldn't remember off the top of my head, to be honest. So I thought you might know there, but no, that's great. A, we're excited to have you. I think it's a great addition to the Veeam team, having you join us, Rasmus. And it's been truly a pleasure having you on the Veeam Community Podcast and being able to announce that you're coming to Veeam, but also give us a little bit of insight from your community perspective and the things that you've been working on and how you've kind of made your voyage, if you will, through your career through the ranks. Anything closing notes or anything you want to add there?
Not a lot, and it's for it's really been it's been a dream for maybe something like 4 years to have an opportunity come along to join Veeam. So I'm super super excited and really looking forward to starting in January, and I just really wanted to thank you as well, Clint, for having me on the podcast.
Absolutely. So any feedback about the VMCE program, it should be directly to Rasmus from now on. Thanks. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. It's good you didn't don't put the email in the notes.
It is all good, my friend. Well, hey, I wish you a happy holiday season with your family. I hope everything goes great for you, and we'll be looking forward to having you here on the team after the new year.
Okay, thank you so much, and you too, Clint.
All right, thanks a lot.